welcome to this week's Introduction to Modern History podcast. My name is Amanda Case, and today we are traveling back in time to explore the tombs of ancient Egypt. We will be looking at fractions of the east wall from the Mastaba tomb chapel of Remake. Remake was an Egyptian prince of the 5th dynasty of the Old Kingdom. His tomb was one of many in the vast ancient burial ground in Egypt called the Saqqara. Before we get into specifics and the greater significance of this object, let us uncover more about the ancient Egyptians and their culture. The afterlife was a main focus of Egyptian society, architecture, and everyday life. Ancient Egyptians believed that one soul could only live on if it was protected from corruption and harm. Therefore, tombs acted as vaults for the dead. Here, the dead were preserved and equipped with all of the necessities for the afterlife. In the time period of our object, the type of tombs used were called mastabas, meaning eternal life. Mastabas were the original form of tombs used throughout the dynasties of Egypt. During the 3rd dynasty of the Old Kingdom, kings began to create pyramids and more elaborate tombs, but mastabas were still used by non-royals and those of lesser social status. As you can see, your political status and rank greatly affected the type of afterlife treatment you would receive. Because Remake was believed to be the son of a pharaoh, his tomb was well made and finely detailed. The tomb of Prince Remake dates back to the 5th dynasty of the Old Kingdom and was located in the Memphis region of Egypt. The tomb was originally owned by another noble, but when his family died out, there was no one to care for it. Remake usurped the tomb to then use for his own journey into the afterlife. During the 5th dynasty, mastabas had evolved into complex tombs with several rooms, walls, and numerous details. Our object exemplifies the detail and effort put into the tombs during this time. Now, as we dig deeper into the specifics of the mastaba tombs and Egyptian culture, we can look at this week's object, the east walls of Remake's tomb. To get a visual of the tomb, I ask all you listeners to close your eyes and picture this. You enter by walking down a long corridor made of stone with carvings on the walls. As you get to the end of the corridor, you are now standing in a large rectangular room. The north wall is to your right, somewhat a continuation of the corridor you just entered through. You are facing the west wall, and the south wall is on your left. Your back is to the east wall. Now that you have an idea what this tomb chapel looks like, you know that the north and east walls are closest to the entrance corridor. This represents their closeness to life on earth. The east wall of the tomb is especially focused on the depiction of the fruitfulness of the agricultural land in Egypt. The walls contain drawings of animals, birds, women carrying goods, the tomb owner himself, the grain harvest, and men dancing. Each of these depictions carries with it meaning and value. The purpose of these decorations was to assure the dead with all the good things in their life. It was believed that the scenes on the stone walls would be evoked to supply the spirits with what they needed in the afterlife. In the great scene on the east wall, Remake's image is next to the numerous activities being portrayed. This represents him watching over these events happening on his great estate in his past life. The main goal of all this funerary art was the affirmation of life. The tomb chapel of Remake is beautifully decorated, and it is magnificent that such detail and time was put into creating something so vast. The east wall of the tomb sheds light on Egyptian culture and their emphasis on the afterlife. Such emphasis is portrayed throughout their dedication of time, labor, and resources to creating these elaborate tombs for the people. You may be wondering how this object found its way out of the lands of Egypt and into the hands of scholars. In 1851, a French architect named Auguste Mariette traveled to Egypt where he discovered the tomb temple complex in Saqqara. The tomb of Remake was one of many that he unearthed. Later on, in 1907, James Quibell, a British archaeologist, excavated the tomb while he was the chief inspector at the Saqqara. Fractions of the wall are now found at the Met Museum of Art in Britain. Excavations of Saqqara continue to occur in modern times, and Saqqara is believed to still be one of the most fertile burial grounds in Egypt. Archaeologists continue to discover tombs and believe that there is much more to find. Past and present digs of the Egyptian burial grounds aim to uncover more about Egyptian culture and practices by translating inscriptions and drawings of the ancient times. Again, I will mention the 5th dynasty of the Old Kingdom, the time period from which our object was created. The Old Kingdom was one of the most innovative periods of Egyptian culture. During this time, pyramids were created, and Egyptians mastered the art of architecture and building with stone. They accomplished amazing things that continue to challenge our minds today. The east wall of the tomb of Rameke is an incredible object that gives us great intel into the lives of the ancient Egyptians. I thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Don't forget to tune in next week to see which object we will uncover next.